dude, Ralphie.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I am well. I'm happy to have you on the show. Here's why. Ralphie's been on the show before. Not this show, but another show. He's also got a big deal Comedy Central special on Sunday. And he's a sexy son of a bitch. It's Ralphie May. How are you, man?
I'm awesome, man. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you. You were on my show when I was in Indianapolis working next door to Taub and Baum over there. And
Yeah. You had me in there after the blow-up. We actually met in the kitchen of that, and you were like, they've still got you waiting? Because I'd been there since 6:15, all right? And it was like almost a quarter till 9, and I'm like, yeah, they still got me here. He goes, man, those guys are pricks, but we have the big guys down in the hall, so we have to, you know, all right.
Yeah,
And I went in there, and those rat bastards said I wasn't funny, and I said, how would you guys know? Nothing's been funny all morning. I've been listening to your show, you disrespectful rat bastards, and I had to blow off of the radio, you sons of bitches. And honestly, I hope you get ass cancer, not the fast kind, the slow kind, so you think you can catch it. Right? And that's when Bob was like, get out of our studio. And as I'm leaving, some little intern they've got hands me a bag of CDs, okay? And I'm like, at least I get some music. And they go, no, it's the best of Bob and Tom. I'm like, what? So I throw it in the trash can, and I stomp it down, okay, and I break all those CDs so none of them will be ever heard again, right? And then, but the trash can got smaller at the bottom than it was at the top, and my fat foot got stuck in the trash can, and I was kicking it off, and like coffee grounds, and a banana peel came flying out, and I'm like, F you rat bastards. And then the next day, you guys are like, hey, come back, come on to our show, and that's where we met. I will never forget that. It's one of my favorite stories of all time. That was 8 years ago, man. No, yeah. Almost nine.
Holy
nine
crap.
Years ago.
It's been that long. I can't even. Wow. Yeah. Thanks. My hip hurts.
Well, good
you
for
son
you
of a bitch.
Leaving Indian in Vegas, man.
Yeah. Well,
good
yeah. It's things are pretty good. So, congratulations on your big deal Comedy Central special. It's going to be on Sunday at 10, right?
Yes, sir. It's the fourth one-hour special, Too Big to Ignore. It premieres at 10 o'clock your time. I'm going to be live tweeting during the premiere.
Oh, excellent.
Through Comedy Central, at Comedy Central.
Okay.
And it's going to be me. And or you can follow me on at Ralphie_May. And follow me there. I'll be tweeting from there as well.
Okay.
But if you want, by all means, I will make you cry laughing. I think this special is my best work. I think
excellent.
You'll love it. And I think that I'm the first comedian that they bought a one-hour special that they went back and bought another cut of the same special, but
right.
A two-hour version to run in their secret stash.
Oh, awesome.
And so I'm very fortunate, very lucky.
And you taped it at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee? That's got to be that.
That's right.
That's like, that's got
to
be like
the
paradise.
The gods of white trash, and they told me to go to the home of Blue Ribbon, PBR. And so I filmed it in Milwaukee at Pabst, the Pabst Theater.
That's
it's awesome.
Sweet,
beautiful
man.
Theater.
Excellent. Well, so obviously you're still out on the road and touring and stuff, right?
I'm everywhere, brother. This tonight, I'm in Kent State,
okay.
Ohio. I'm filming Rosie O'Donnell show next week in Chicago.
Oh, right on.
And then I do a bunch of Illinois dates, and then I go from there to, my goodness, where else? Where am I next week after that? I don't know. It all runs together. But it's fun, man. It's a real blast. I'm very fortunate to be as lucky as I am, and have done the things that I've done, and I feel actually really proud of where I'm at. I can't wait to come back to Vegas. I'll be there in May at the beautiful South Point Casino.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Yeah, well, like when you're going to be here. So South Point in May?
Yes.
Sweet. All right, that'll be great. We'll be looking forward to it. So now your break was Last Comic Standing. That's when you kind of broke through, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now you were you doing like all the Chuckle Huts and stuff like that before?
Of course, yeah. I've been doing stand-up comedy 14 years to be an overnight success, and it's a little bit crazy when you think of it like that. But I did them all. I did every one that they had out there, and I performed all over this country, and you know, I'm lucky to be a part of it. You know, I'm lucky to have that, to be a national touring headliner before I hit, so I could capitalize on the boost. And you know, I've put out 5 DVDs since then. 4 of them have gone platinum. They're telling me that the pre-orders on this special are going to be, or might go platinum, just on pre-orders alone. And so I'm very, very lucky. You know, not a lot of comedians are doing that. You know, and not a lot of comedians are even printing them now in DVDs. You know, like Louis C.K. He just has his available on download from his website. Right. So you know, it's I'm very, very lucky.
Well, I think last time we talked during the tragic incident in Indianapolis, it was you since gotten married and have kids and stuff, right? How's being a dad for you?
Yeah, since then I've done all that, man. It's terrific, you know. I married my girlfriend who was with me before I was when I was fatter, dead broke, selling gram bags of weed. Okay, I married her. She's beautiful. She's actually being approached right now by Playboy. She's a they're going to do female comedian pictorial, and so they've approached her about being in it. So I'm kind of excited by it, to be honest with you,
dude.
So beautiful. It's like
way outside your league, man.
Oh, way outside my league. I totally outpunted my coverage. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of guys would be offended by that, not me. I'm like, hell yeah, I did. It's awesome.
Ralphie May, Comedy Central, 10 o'clock on Sunday night, a brand new special. Can't wait to see it. Ralphie, it's good to talk to you again, man.
Hey, thank you so much, Greg. I appreciate it, man. All and right. I can't wait to come to Vegas and hang out with you guys.
Yeah, let me know when you're in town, all right?
Love to, brother.
All right, man.
Bye, pal.
See you.